Hello folks and welcome to another Bible in the News. The recently published Assessen report has brought to life significant concerns regarding the BBC's coverage of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Authored by Trevor Assessen, a prominent British-Israeli lawyer with a history of challenging media bias, this report meticulously analysed the BBC's reporting across its English and Arabic platforms between October the 7th, 2023 and February the 7th, 2024. The report used both human analysis and AI to scrutinise nearly 9 million words of coverage, highlighting over 1,500 breaches of the BBC's own editorial guidelines. Assessen's team of legal and data experts combed through radio broadcasts, podcasts, online articles, and TV segments to identify instances where the BBC appeared to show bias against Israel. This deep dive uncovered alarming trends, including the BBC's disproportionate focus on alleged Israeli war crimes, while downplaying or misrepresenting Hamas as a governing entity rather than a proscribed terrorist organisation. These findings expose a dangerous narrative shift that feeds global anti-Israel sentiment, a trend which aligns with biblical prophecies of the nations gathering against Israel in the last days. The Bible is full of prophecies that Israel, God's chosen people, would face hostility from the nations, especially in the latter days, the time when they have returned from their land from a long period of dispersion. We should therefore expect in our time, from 1948 onwards, since Israel has become a nation, continued hostility toward the Jews. Revelation 16 verse 13 to 14 speaks of three unclean spirits like frogs that go out to the kings of the earth to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. These frog-like spirits symbolize ideologies that stir up human passions and ultimately lead to conflict, preparing the way for the nations to converge against Israel. Similarly, Ezekiel 38 foretells the invasion of Israel by a coalition led by Gog of the land of Magog, who will come against my people of Israel in the latter days, Ezekiel 38, 15 to 16. This prophecy depicts a final assault on Israel by the nations, which God will decisively thwart. In Joel 3, verse 2, God declares, "I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and my heritage, Israel." This gathering of the nations is happening not only on the battlefield, but in the court of public opinion, where Israel is increasingly vilified, and these prophecies are playing out before our eyes as global institutions and the media often align in opposition to Israel. The biased narratives exposed by the Assessen report are part of this growing global hostility, which must be seen in the light of these ancient prophecies. The Assessen report reveals deep-seated issues in the BBC's coverage of the Israel-Hamas conflict. One of the key findings is that Israel was far more likely to be associated with accusations of war crimes, while Hamas, who broke through the fences and murdered women and children and did despicable things on October 7th, 2023, was portrayed in a neutral or even sympathetic light. Ian Austin for the Jewish Chronicle reported that, quote, "Hamas was referred to as a health ministry or a governmental body in multiple instances, while its terrorist activities were minimised or ignored altogether," end quote. A report from the Times of Israel published on the 8th of September stated, quote, "A report has found that the BBC breached its own editorial guidelines on some 1,500 occasions with its coverage of the war between Israel and Hamas. The research project, led by UK lawyer Trevor Assessen and his firm, found that Israel was associated with genocide over 14 times more than the Hamas terror group in the British national broadcaster's coverage of the war," end quote. The Assassin report highlights that the BBC Arabic service was particularly biased, even presenting Hamas in a positive light. In fact, Assassin's team found that the British public, through their license fees, were, quote, funding a version of Al Jazeera, end quote, a network known for its often anti-Israel stance. This slanted reporting fosters an atmosphere of anti-Semitism by skewing public perception of the conflict and delegitimizing Israel. The report stated that the BBC failed to label Hamas as a terrorist organization in many of its reports, which violates its own editorial guidelines. These guidelines require accurate and impartial reporting. The Assassin report directly accuses the BBC of, quote, reckless disregard for impartiality, end quote, pointing out that its, quote, relentless focus on Israeli actions without similar scrutiny of Hamas distorts the reality of the conflict and fuels anti-Israel sentiment, end quote. These findings, of course, are not merely academic concerns. Media bias shapes public opinion. And by distorting the facts, such reporting can incite hatred against Jews worldwide. This global trend of rising anti-Semitism is amplified by biased media narratives and is precisely what the Bible warns about in the latter days. In recent times, the rise in anti-Semitism has indeed been well documented. Back in August, The Guardian ran an article entitled, quote, Surge in UK anti-Semitic incidents in the first half of 2024, says Charity, end quote. It stated, quote, anti-Semitic incidents in the UK more than doubled in the first half of 2024 compared with the same period the previous year, attributed to the war in Gaza, according to a leading Jewish charity. The total number of incidents recorded for the first 6 months of this year was 1,978. The comparable number for 2023 was 964, end quote. And this is not simply a UK phenomena. Fox 32 reported this week that, quote, hacked billboards display anti-Semitic messages in Chicago suburb, end quote. It reported that the digital displays showed hate messages, including, quote, death to Israel, end quote, on them, with the Palestinian flag used as the background. Ynet News ran a report on the 16th of October entitled, quote, anti-Semitic incidents up 670% in Canada since October 7th. It stated, quote, Canada has seen a staggering 670% rise in reported anti-Semitic incidents since October the 7th, 2023, compared to the same period last year, according to a report released by the Ministry of Diaspora Affairs and Combating Anti-Semitism on Tuesday. End quote. These reports go to show the anti-Jewish and anti-Israel stance the world is currently taking on Israel, especially since its attacks on Gaza and now in the north, in Lebanon. And these are from nations considered to be Israel's allies. It goes without saying that Israel's blatant enemies are even more openly hostile against the people of Israel. The biased media, as illustrated by the Assassin report, is a key part of this hostility. Scripture consistently emphasizes the need for truth and justice. Proverbs 6 verse 16 to 19 lists a lying tongue and a false witness that speaketh lies among the seven things that the Lord hates. In the context of media, where millions rely on accurate reporting to form opinions, such distortions are particularly damaging. Isaiah 5 verse 20 warns, quote, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, end quote, a caution that applies directly to how Israel's actions are misrepresented in the media. As Bible students, we understand that these events are not isolated, but are part of a larger prophetic framework. The growing alignment of nations and institutions against Israel is a clear sign that we are nearing the fulfillment of God's purpose. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 3 reminds us that in the last days, Jerusalem will be a burdensome stone for all people, and all who burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. The Assassin report underscores the role that media bias plays in burdening Israel and aligning public opinion against her. The Assassin report offers a sobering view of how media bias, particularly at the BBC, is contributing to the rising tide of global anti-Semitism. This bias is not just a journalistic failure, but a sign of the times, as the nations increasingly gather against Israel in accordance with Bible prophecy. As prophetic watchers living in these latter days, we recognize these events as evidence that God's purpose is unfolding and that the return of Christ is near. Let us remain watchful. Continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalm 122, verse 6, and look forward to the establishment of God's kingdom when Christ will reign in righteousness and Israel will be at peace once again, but exalted this time among the nations. This has been Matt Davies joining you for a Bible in the News. Why not tune in next week for another Bible in the News as we watch as events unfold in accordance with Bible prophecy.